Let's check in with Dean Richards and get the morning entertainment news. Hi, Dean.
Hello there on this beautiful day.
Yes, 80 maybe today in a lot of places around the area. I gather that it's not good news for the rapper DMX.
No, it doesn't. The news is not getting better. He suffered a heart attack on Friday. He's been in an intensive care unit in White Plains, New York, ever since then. Yesterday, they held a vigil for his family and friends outside of the hospital. But his ex-wife was there with his current fiance. They were comforting and, helping each other. He has 15 children. They were also in attendance. And the children, are trying to get in to see their dad in the ICU. But because of COVID protocols, they're only allowed in one at a time. And only for short periods, but his condition is still unchanged. He's still on life support. He's still on a ventilator, and it's just not looking good. He's 50 years old. Not looking good for him right now. So
was this related to COVID?
No, there were reports initially that the heart attack was caused by a drug overdose, but nobody has really been able to confirm that. It may only be because he has a past history of drug use that people are saying that, but there is no confirmation that was the reason and that's what caused the heart attack. But it was a heart attack. It doesn't seem to have been COVID related. But they also said after the heart attack that his brain was without oxygen for 30 minutes on Friday night. So that generally is not a good sign for survival.
A positive note today, we can report a new theater opening up in Aurora.
Yeah, I love that I got the word on this. It is a story of, while all the theaters are closed and dark, they are moving forward out in Aurora. And we'll be opening the Stolp Island Theater in downtown Aurora. It's right around the corner from the Paramount Arts Center in downtown Aurora. It's right on the Fox River. It's a beautiful site, 99-seat theater. It looks to have almost like a dinner theater kind of setting for live performances and such. It is going to be opening later on this year, so it's not anytime soon. Actually, now that I'm looking at this, it says it'll be open for performances in the summer of 2022. So they have a little bit of rebuilding to do. But just to announce that a theater is opening and not closing is, I think, incredibly positive news. And that's a beautiful site right there. There's a beautiful river walk. That's out there in the Fox Valley, right on the Fox River, right by the beautifully restored Paramount Theater. So, good news for Aurora and the West Suburbs.
And I saw something about activity on Broadway recently. Does this mean that Broadway in Chicago may resume production soon?
Yeah, they haven't said anything about Broadway in Chicago yet. They haven't made any announcements. The live performance that took place over the weekend was Nathan Lane and Savion Glover doing a benefit performance, a very short benefit performance with a very small audience. But it was the first live performance at any Broadway theater in over a year. So the fact that there has been some action there. The first theater performances that I've heard that are scheduled are not even scheduled until the fall. Out at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook. I've been, trying to get some information on, what we might know for Broadway in Chicago, the downtown theaters, for, some of the other local theaters in the Chicago area. And right now it's all still virtual.
And that brings us to today's celebrity vaccination.
Yeah. This is so funny. The when celebrities are getting their shots, they're videotaping themselves because that's what celebrities do. Celebrities can't do anything, really, unless somehow it is recorded and then put on social media. So Mariah Carey goes to get her vaccination yesterday, I think this was. And, getting her shot as only Mariah Carey can get her shot. Take a listen to this.
I want you to relax yourself.
Oh, I'm filming. That's the problem. I'm in like my filming set. Okay.
And just relax for me.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right,
I think she hit the same high notes in her song Hero.
What's that, Dean?
She's hit the exact same high notes in her song A Hero Comes Along. You know, she's got that amazing soprano voice. But so she posts the video and then writes, my vaccine side effect, a G6, which is a chord to indicate the high note that she hit when she got her shot. But I have to say, this is the first video, you know, we've been seeing for months and months people getting their vaccines on the news. I got my vaccine. I didn't even feel the needle go in.
Most people haven't.
Yeah, it's such an ultra super thin needle, you don't even feel it. And, you know, for Mariah Carey to scream like that, come on, please.
Nobody screams quite like that.
Nobody screams like Mariah Carey.
And let's see, the cartoon report today.
This is fantastic news.
HBO Max is doing something good.
I did not think I could be happier today, you know, with this nice weather until I got the word that HBO Max is extending the availability of several Hanna-Barbera cartoons and Looney Tunes series. They were scheduled to go off of HBO Max at the end of April, but now HBO says they're going to leave them on there indefinitely, like the Flintstones and the Jetsons and many of the Looney Tunes classics. The Paddington Bear series, I think that's a kind of a newer one, but I know is very popular. Scooby-Doo is going to be extended. Sylvester and Tweety Mysteries, the original Tom and Jerry, the classic cartoons, and the Yogi Bear Show. I have not seen the Yogi Bear Show since I was a little kid.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I saw that.
Love that. Stealing picnic baskets.
But word from Hollywood is no producer will take a meeting with Mr. Potato Head still. So,
that's not right.
Yeah, it
is. That
right.
is not right.
That's a sign of our
that's
times.
That's not right.
Dean gave us the celebrity vaccination of the day. Now we move on to the celebrity apology of the morning.
A regular feature of the Bob Surratt Show. Now with Cher today issuing an apology. I guess when the trial related to the death of George Floyd started, Cher had tweeted out that had she been there, she might have been able to stop George Floyd from being killed in Minneapolis. Her exact tweet has since been deleted, but she is now apologizing for that, saying that a friend helped her realize that you can hurt people by not knowing everything that's not appropriate to say. So she said that she now knows that what she did was wrong. She says, I know that people apologize when they're in a jam, but says, honest to God, I am truly sorry if I upset anyone in the black community. I know what was in my heart. So lots of people on social media commented and said that, you know, they know that her intention was good, but what she said did not help things out at all. So everything has been deleted, and Cher is wanting to turn back time now.
I'm guessing. At best, a strange tweet for sure. What's this about Pete Davidson moving?
Moving out of his mom's basement?
Yeah.
As so many of us have done, maybe not quite as late in life as Pete did. He really was living in his mom's basement up until recently in a pretty nice house. It was a $1 million home that he bought for his mom 5 years ago, but he actually was set up in the basement. We did one of the first virtual interviews that we did at the start of the pandemic was with him in his mom's basement with his pinball machines in his room. It was like a teenager's room, as you might expect Pete Davidson to have. But he's growing up. Our little Pete is growing up, and he bought himself a new luxury condo yesterday. It's on the north shore of Staten Island. It's actually very close to where his mom lives, so he can still bring his laundry home, you know, and get leftovers in aluminum foil packets. It's a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house. It is $1.2 million for two-bedroom condo for Pete.
Well, he was dating some very high profile celebrities. Would he take them to the basement? I mean, really?
I don't know. I don't know where he was carrying on. But when he was living in the basement, when he was dating Ariana Grande, it would be hilariously funny if that was the case. That hey, you want to come back to my place and
meet mom?
You know, suddenly it's like The Big Bang Theory where he has to yell up to mom upstairs before he goes to his room.
Tell us about Bobby Cannavale.
Bobby Cannavale, a really good guy. Interviewed him several times. The most recent time was just a few days ago for this new movie that he's in with Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer. It's kind of a sci-fi sci-fi comedy called Thunder Force, where these two friends as kids grow up. One of them develops a potion, a way to develop secret powers, and they become Thunder Force fighting crime. The bad guy in the movie is played by Bobby Cannavale. This is not the first time that he's teamed up with the Plainfield native and her husband, Ben Falcone. I asked him about it. Working again with Melissa and Ben, kind of a reunion for you.
Yeah, it is. We've been working together quite a bit lately. I think this is our fourth thing together, Melissa and I, and Ben and I have now worked together a few times. We're going to do another thing in the future. So, yeah, it's been a great collaboration. You know, it's an easy one to say yes to. Those guys are so talented. Melissa is one of our great, great, great actors, you know, and when they team up together, they usually turn out pretty funny stuff, not to mention the fact that, you know, it's just such a great environment to work in. It's really a lot of fun. And you know, they keep the whole thing moving at such a fun pace. And it's just a joy to go in and work with them.
Yeah, I'm sure they're nice people. I might take exception with the fact that the movies that they've turned out together have been really, really funny. They have really, really, really not been, just my own opinion on that. I have not seen Thunder Force yet. I will by the time that it debuts on Netflix on Friday, and I'll give you the full review on that then.
Okay, we will wait with bated breath.
I will look for more celebrity apologies and vaccinations to report tomorrow.
We hope. Thank you, Dean.
See you, Bob.